time now for date night. We are getting close to the end of the week, and that means it's time for Brad Bednar, my husband, to come in and talk about date night activities that you can do with your special someone this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I changed up the intro a little bit.
You did. Like, I was wondering if you were going to get there, and then eventually, like, you found your way home.
I work my way around to the point.
Yeah.
That's basically what I do on the air every day, all the time.
I listen to the Aaron Keck show in the morning. This morning with Aaron Keck.
Yeah, the Aaron Keck show is old news.
Yeah. Remember those halcyon days
of Aaron in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been through so many show titles in my time.
Yeah.
It was the WCHL Evening News, then it was Aaron in the Afternoon for a hot second, which everyone just, like, remembered forever, even long after that title went away.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about if we had, like, a Just Jack, except it's, you know, like, only Aaron. If you were watching through the window, you could see me making big hand motions, like, in a 90s television sitcom kind of way.
Y'all should come by and watch through the window and wave through the window as Brad makes weird hand motions.
Wave through the window and watch me do crazy things.
All right, so date night.
Yes,
we're excited.
Yeah.
We're excited this weekend because we haven't done this yet, so we can't actually recommend this as a date night activity, but on Saturday night, so tomorrow, Brad and I are doing Snap Pea, which is super exciting.
Like, what a Brad concept for something to do.
This is the most Brad concept.
So it is it's a catering company that does pop-up dinners at undisclosed locations. So the idea is, like, they say, hey, we're doing a dinner in 4 weeks. It's 9 courses. It's in Raleigh. Book tickets quick.
It is not always 9 courses.
Sometimes it's 6. Sometimes
it's a decent amount of courses.
But the idea is, like, you get a rough geographical location of like a 15-mile like circle, and they just say, "Hey, like, sign up, and you'll find out the day before where you're going." So, no idea where we're going. I do know that we've got a beverage pairing and 9 courses, and it's a repeat of a menu they've done before. And
but that doesn't matter because we've never done this before.
And we tried to do this like the last time they did it in November, and it sold out in 5 seconds.
It's hard to get because it sells out. Like, you have to go. So what are you, just like Snap Pea Catering? Just Google it comes right up. And then every so often they'll be like, "All right, at such a day at noon or whatever, be on the website and you'll be able to sign up." But like they go real fast, so you have to be there. It's like trying to get Taylor Swift tickets on Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
You have to be there at exactly the right time.
Yeah. Like, one was on, like, a rooftop of a building in Raleigh that you had to climb a fire escape to get to.
One was
on top of a dam, like, over a river in Raleigh. Like, so they find fun and inventive places to do stuff. We've never done it. It's been on my, like, triangle bucket list for as long as I've known about it. And then I just blocked out my workday from like 11:45 until 1 until Talk actually released the tickets and bing, bang, boom. Thing we've never done before.
So with that in mind, we will review Snap Pea next week, we promise. But with that in mind, it is a really super cool date night idea to do something that neither of you have ever done before, either separately or together, and you can have this like really cool experience for the first time jointly.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the general date night suggestion. What is something that we've never done before?
Got it.
You got it? I think two.
I think I've got it. If I'm wrong, we're just going to like go off the air and play U2 for a little bit.
Ooh, nope. I got 3 now.
We are going to go to the planetarium and see one of those like space. 4 million years ago, there was a bang. And then just like watch one of those like Story of the Stars, like you would get at Epcot in Spaceship Earth, but like here at a planetarium, because like I freaking love the planetarium, like is my favorite place on campus. We have not gone to see a show there because like when we're in Chapel Hill seeing a show, it's at Playmakers or wherever. So it's planetarium, and then I don't know, like go down to like like Sup Dogs or something. Like another thing we haven't done and like complete our Chapel Hill UNC bucket list.
That's fair. I feel like Sup Dogs is definitely something that has to be on the UNC bucket list.
I agree with that, yeah.
You're not really
yeah.
connected to UNC in this day and age unless you've done Sup Dogs. I was going to suggest Akihana in Carrboro, which we've also never done, which would be really good. But I will see your planetarium and hot dogs or sushi.
Sure.
By going down the road a little bit to Raleigh and going to see a Hurricanes game at PNC Arena, which we will also
be doing
later on this season.
Our friend Andrew has, like, through a verbal contract, promised me some of his tickets in February.
Our friend Andrew, who is not that big of a hockey fan, but decided to get season tickets for some reason.
He went to one game and
he
got a little bit tanked. and like absolutely loves it and is super committed to like going to every one of his like games. And
that,
I was like,
that is, now that I think about it, the way you became a Durham Bulls fan.
This all makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like who knew that sports and alcohol mix in a satisfying way?
So Canes game, and then come a little bit closer to Chapel Hill and go to a very fancy restaurant that neither you nor I have been to separately or together, I believe.
Oh, man. If you're wrong, we're going to go to commercial and then play you too. But
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Oh, we're going to have to cut to commercial.
Have you been to Ruth's Chris?
I traveled for work all the time.
But the South Point one.
We have not been to the one like at South Point. I've been to like the one in Raleigh, and I have been to several while on the road.
Wow, you're a Ruth's Chris veteran. I didn't know that.
Just temper your expectations.
I want to go to one of them fancy steakhouses what got written up in the in-flight magazines in the 90s.
Yes, I also want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to land there and then maybe get plastic surgery from
one of the 10 best doctors in America.
Yeah.
So yeah, Canes game, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, or vice versa, depending on time of game.
Or you can just bookend it because you could have happy hour at Ruth's Chris.
True.
Go to the Canes game, like save money on the bar there, and then come back and have a tiramisu or something.
A meal and experience like your planetarium that is out of this world.
And that is date night. Aaron Keck, thank you so much.